The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
Raider Nation, wake up and get ready because it's time for the Morning Grind on the official Raiders Podcast Network.
Good morning, Raider Nation. This is Lincoln Kennedy, and today's date is October 4th, 2023. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Morning Grind. Well, it was a tough one. It's really the only way to put it, Raider Nation. It was a tough one. Going to Los Angeles and losing to the Chargers is always hard. You know, over the past couple of years, it's been like a coin flip with both of these teams kind of splitting the season double matchups, being in a division. And for the most part, you know, it's one of those things where you look back and it's always, I wish we could have, I wish we would have, I wish we did. But I said before, I said actually on a broadcast to Jason that every season, everyone has the Raiders circled on their schedule and it becomes Raider week. It doesn't matter if it's the Chiefs, Chargers, or the Broncos. Everyone hates the Raiders. Everyone puts forth a little bit of extra effort to beat the Raiders. And we saw that happen this past weekend. I mean, Khalil Mack went off. First of all, let me just say this. It wasn't like Khalil Mack was making some devastating moves to get open. He was in the right place at the right time and seized the opportunity. The fact that he finished with, six sacks, it's one of the things as a former offensive lineman that just chaps my hide. Because you think about it, on average, offenses would go out there and would compete for about 65 to 70 plays on average. You think about this. If you're playing against a guy 65, 70 times, and then for some reason you have two bad plays, three bad plays. Let's just say the guy gets three sacks. Out of those 70 plays, he wins on three plays, but he's rolled off as being, you know, the defensive player of the week or the defensive MVP. It's one of the things that chap my hide. I mean, it's a little side conversation for us. In another place, another time, but not here. But in this instance, Khalil Mack went off. I mean, if he had six sacks, I think he had six. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. He was one away from the record that was set by Derek Thomas. And I remember playing against Derek Thomas in Kansas City. And though even I was the left tackle at the time, Derek had a big game when Joe Bugle was the coach because we just kept trying to back up and throw deep and throw long. Kept hitting our head on the goalpost because, you know, Derek Thomas was back there sacking. And that's what it was like a lot for Khalil Mack. The fact is that, you know, when you think about it, Raiders, Raider Nation, we're just not very good right now. Our offensive line play has been suspect. And I'm actually glad that Garoppolo didn't play in this past game because I don't know if he would have made it out alive, some of the hits that O'Connell took. So, you know, there's a lot of things that have got to change. You've got to make adjustments. Got to make adjustments for your weaknesses. And after a month of football, you know that you see that Illuminor is struggling at tackle. There's been times where your interior three have struggled to protect. They got to do a much better job at picking up games and stunts, and they haven't done that. And it's really hard. We saw some slight semblance of getting the run games going this past weekend. And the main reason why they did is because they did make the adjustments. There were times, whether it was Jacoby Myers or Davante Adams, that had to go in and dig out that safety, that extra blocker, put the emphasis on the corners to make tackles. And there were times where, you know, Jacobs and the running backs were able to get, you know, edges away from them, the backside pressure of the unblocked man. You were able to get some yards. So that's moving in the right direction. But I am not one of moral victories. Never have been. As a matter of fact, I don't believe there's a such thing as a moral victory. You either win or you lose. And when you lose, you lick your wounds, you go back to the drawing board, you figure out what you did wrong, you figure out what you did right, and you try to do more of what you did right and less of what you did wrong. That's a simple equation. But I don't believe in moral victories. So, you know, if you have a few good things that are going for you, that's good. But did you win the game? That's the bottom line. That's all what we're evaluating. Did you win the game? And if you didn't win the game, then it's back to the drawing board. I don't care what you say, what you do, what do you want to have otherwise. But that's just it. So our offensive line has got to get better. I think, you know, for the most part, defense has been doing their job as well as they could. Because let's face it, with some injuries, especially in the secondary, they've been a little suspect. Inconsistencies on the defensive front, aside from Max Crosby, has been, you know, something that we've been waiting for. We're waiting to see happen. And I don't know when it does. I don't know when it comes on. We've seen bits and pieces of it. But to put together a consistent game, it hasn't happened. And aside from the big plays that the Chargers had, I think he would have had a chance to beat them. With that being said, it's back to the drawing board. And as you press forward, these next series of games, at least the next three, are all winnable. Against the Packers on Monday night, then you got the Patriots, then you have the Bears, and then you go to Detroit. Now, I'm not saying that Detroit's not winnable, but I think on a Monday night game in Detroit, with the way that they're playing, it's going to be a tough outing. And let's face it, the Raiders are in no position to take anyone for granted. They're in absolutely no position to say, they look at the schedule and say, oh, we can win that game. Look, they could have very well probably won all four, if you aside from Buffalo, where they really got throttled. Say that they can win all games, but it is what it is. The reality is that you're at a 1-3 standard as you start the season, and you've got a next month of games where most are winnable, but you got to go out there and play hard, because as you saw from the Packers a couple weeks ago when they played the Saints, being down double digits, they came back and won that game, and you never know what you're going to get with New England. So I think that's a toss up as well. But you know, it's Raider Nation, it's one of those things where I'm still not ready to throw up the panic flag, to throw away my tickets and say it's over. I'm not ready to do that, okay? I think this team has potential, but they have to put it together. And it's the small things that are going to win and set them apart. It's the play of the consistently of the offensive line. And the fact is that if you need to make adjustments to give your tackles chip help, then so be it. But you know, my biggest criticism, Aiden playing quarterback, was that his internal clock has got to be faster. He's got to get rid of the football. Raider Nation, I'm here to tell you that if you're holding that ball past 3 Mississippi, bordering on the line of 4 Mississippi, that's your internal clock that goes off when the ball snaps. It's what I use. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi. If I looked out a corner of my eye and did not see the football going downfield, then I knew there was a good chance for Rich to run and try to position myself in between the defender and myself and the ball carrier to maybe create a natural opening and create a natural hole. And I think that's what Aiden needs to develop. I think he needs to have that at his disposal moving forward, because that clock is what sets you apart, that internal clock. Garoppolo has it because he's part of the system. He understands it. He knows pre-snap reads. I don't think Aiden O'Connell's there yet, okay? Watching evaluating his performance last weekend against the Chargers, I said that he has to speed up his clock. He has to go faster. And I think he will. Time and being in that position, I think he will. But there's still a lot more players besides him that need to be better. I mean, he's got to do a better job at keeping Davante Adams standing upright and not getting that man killed. So he's got to do a better job at reading. Same thing with Jacoby Myers. And they have got to find a way to get Michael Mayer or the tight ends involved or the slot receiver Hunter Renfrow involved. They've got to find a way to do that. And I don't know if it comes down to the sense where you're calling a play with the specific emphasis that you want to go to a certain player. I have been a part of offenses that do that. More importantly, and I haven't been in one of Josh McDaniel's offenses called huddle, so I can't say how he calls the plays, but you know, more importantly, I think going forward, you have to understand that there's got to be plays that are set against certain defense for Davante Adams. There's got to be plays that are set against specific defense for Jacoby Myers. I think you should have the same thing for Hunter Renfrow. I think you should have the same thing for Michael Mayer. I think you should have the same thing for all of your playmakers, including Josh Jacobs. You know, understand this, because you've thrown so many checkdowns to Josh Jacobs in the future, you're probably going to have a linebacker isolated on him like man coverage, like we've seen some teams did. I mean, Buffalo got an interception off of it a couple weeks ago by trying to take the checkdown and not realizing that there was a man in defense and coverage that was right there. So, I mean, it's a work in progress. But I will say this, Raider Nation, I want you to understand that there are going to have to be adjustments that come from the coaching staffs, adjustments that come from the players, as far as the way they communicate, the way they play. And I think we've seen some good flashes in this first month of football, but we haven't seen the consistency. I mean, it's one of those things where it's unfortunate because I expected better out of them. But at the same point, you know, it's unfortunate they dropped a game to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was very beatable. It's unfortunate they dropped the game to the Chargers. I thought the Chargers were beatable. I thought aside from the big plays, the Raiders played pretty well on defense. They just couldn't conform on offense. And that's what seems to be the lack, picking up the slack on offense. But this is the NFL. So you got to go out there. You got to play every week. And this is a big one coming up Monday night against the Packers. And it, you know what? For me, I'm looking forward to this team finally putting all the pieces together and having a good outing. And I think they can do it. I think these next couple of games, they can definitely do that. I mean, you think about it, if we're able to finish this little test, I think, for the next three games, and you're able to finish at 4-3, then by the time you get into the teeth of your play against the Miamis, the Kansas Cities, you know, you got to play the Chargers again, you got to play the Chiefs twice, you got to play the Broncos again, you still have the division. If you're able to take care of business in your division, you put yourself in a possibility. And I came into the season thinking, just what I saw on paper, the Raiders have the possibility of being a wild card. They've got a lot of work cut out for them to do that. And this offensive line has got to get extremely better collectively. They have been so porous and so broken down that they can't keep a quarterback upright. That does not wade fair for me moving forward. But I bantered enough, Raider Nation. Look, we got to get ready for the Packers. And this is not going to be an easy sledding out there. I mean, every team has players that get paid on the other side. But for the most part, I do know this. I know that the Packers are a beatable team. If the Raiders are able to take care of business, maybe they get everything going on both sides of the ball. Offense, defense, including special teams. You know what I mean? So we'll see what we got there. Ladies and gentlemen, Raider Nation, this is another episode of The Morning Grind. My name is Lincoln Kennedy. I'll talk to you next week. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Morning Grind on the Raiders Podcast Network.